Welcome back to season 3 of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host, Jean Tien. This season, we explore the concept of truth. Each one of my guests has been handpicked by me for their powerful and inspiring stories of how they've been able to remove the social conditioning behind success and start to truly live that authentic, successful lifestyle. I hope that their stories will inspire you to start to do the same and find what success truly means to you. Welcome back to season 3, episode 1 of Being Unapologetically Authentic. My name is Jean Tien and I am your host for this season. And I am so excited to be here with you again. Thank you so much for tuning in with me for season 3. I honestly wasn't sure if we would get here, but I am so glad that we did. So this season, I wanted to focus on the theme of truth. And specifically, this season, my goal is to start to help you uncover what success truly means for you. And there's no better way of starting the season, starting episode 1 with first looking at what does truth mean? So if we Google it, which I did, the Google actually said that the definition of truth is the quality or state of being true. And that's great. But when we're looking at our own personal truth, we want to look at the state of being true to ourselves, right? And the first thing that we need to do in order to be true to ourselves is to start to uncover the beliefs that we have that belong to others that don't necessarily belong to us. Because it's like peeling that banana. And the peel of the banana is everybody else's beliefs that we've held on to, right? And the tasty part of the banana, which is the inside of the peel, right? That's the sweet, tasty part. That's our own personal truth. But we can't get to that sweet, tasty part where we enjoy the benefits of the fruit, or the banana in this case, without first peeling apart the outside layers. And so this is why it's so important for us to start to uncover what we have been taught to believe versus what we truly believe. And what we truly believe is an accumulation or an aggregation of our own personal experiences. It's in looking back at what we've liked, what we haven't liked, and then to be able to be comfortable with the fact that maybe we don't like something that we're supposed to like, and accepting that as our truth and being comfortable with it. And so what is the question for you that will help you start to uncover what truth is meant to be for you, right? So I think first it's important to say, to ask this question of what does truth mean to you today? Does it mean, you know, how do you measure success? How do you measure whether or not you've been successful? Is it because you have these goals and you've accomplished them? Or is it because you live in alignment with your beliefs? And if you live in alignment with your beliefs, are they truly your beliefs or are they somebody else's beliefs? These are the questions that we have to start to ask ourselves. And I think this is what I'm going to do for the rest of this season is when I don't have a guest on, I will start to ask or include these questions that we can ask ourselves or that you can ask yourself to start this journey of discovering what your truth is when it comes to success. Because here's the thing that I've discovered. When you start to chase or when you have been chasing somebody else's dream, that chase is exhausting. That success that you've achieved or the fact that you've been able to achieve Bobby's dream doesn't feel good, right? Because it has no meaning for you. But when you start to achieve your dreams, that experience is so different. It's so much more rewarding. And even the small successes in life become big freaking deals or BFDs, as somebody had shared with me once. And so this is why that middle part of the banana is so sweet, because it's what we have uncovered about ourselves. It's the part of us that we get to enjoy, the benefits that we reap, and it means something to us, right? So the journaling will come in as part of this season. It's something I just decided. I think it's going to be fun. And it's really to help support you with uncovering what success truly means to you by starting to become aware of the beliefs that you hold that don't necessarily belong to you. They're the ones that somebody has said to you, you have to believe in. And I think this will be a learning experience for all of us because I'm going through my process. I'm going through it from an individual perspective, from a career perspective, from a mom perspective. And so we can apply these questions in all different areas of our lives. And I hope you will take this step with me and be on this journey with me as we uncover our truth together. And I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear your insights along the way so that we can start to talk about it. Let's have a more conversation type of podcast rather than a me to you type of podcast this season. I think that'll be a lot more fun. So I thank you so much for joining me. If you know of anybody who would benefit from being on this journey together for season 3, tag them, share with them, invite them in, because I think the more that we have, the more that we can learn from each other, the more that we can share with each other, and the more that we can support each other so it doesn't feel so lonely sometimes, because I know that this journey of personal development can be a little lonely sometimes. Thank you so much again for tuning in to episode 1. I really hope, I'm actually really excited for it. Just, you know, kind of the thoughts that we just had, the goals that we're going to take on together. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what comes from it. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.